I'm Dan Hughes in the Treasure Corner. The Ben Franklin half dollar was one of our shortest-lived modern coins. It was issued for just 16 years. A federal law said that a coin could not be redesigned until at least 25 years after it first appeared, but Congress made an exception in 1964 to allow the assassinated John Kennedy to be put on the half dollar immediately. Now let's shift gears for a moment here. Have you ever heard of Nellie Taelow Russ? She was quite a footnote in American history. She was the first woman governor in the United States, Wyoming, 1925 to 1927, and from 1933 to 1953, she was the first female director of the United States Mint. Her two main accomplishments there were putting out the first United States proof coins and putting the first non-president on a United States coin, Benjamin Franklin, on the half dollar. Miss Ross admired Ben Franklin and wanted to put him on a coin. Because of the 25-year rule, the only coins available for redesign were the penny, the dime, and the half dollar. She would have preferred putting Franklin on the penny, because Franklin was famous for saying, "A penny saved is a penny earned." But she knew the public would be upset because Abraham Lincoln was on the penny and he was still a hugely popular president. So instead of the penny, she planned to change the dime. She would replace the Winged Liberty, or Mercury Head, with Ben Franklin. But when Franklin Roosevelt died suddenly in 1945, he got the dime instead. Roosevelt had founded the March of Dimes in 1938, so it was a natural to put him on the dime. That left the half dollar for Franklin. The chief engraver of the United States Mint, John Sinnick, was called upon to design the new Franklin half dollar. And that presented somewhat of a problem. Sinnick had designed the Franklin Roosevelt dime 3 years earlier, and his initials, J.S., were put on the front of the dime in very tiny letters. Rumors immediately spread that the J.S. on the dime stood for Joseph Stalin. Can you imagine how much more publicity that rumor would have received if we'd had the internet then? Anyway, nobody wanted those rumors to come roaring back when the Franklin half dollar was released, so this time they used Sinnick's middle initial too. Below Franklin's shoulder, in tiny letters, are J.R.S. And, of course, the Mint was flooded with angry letters wanting to know how they found out what Joseph Stalin's middle initial was. Now let's look at the other side of the coin. It was originally just the Liberty Bell, but somebody found out there was a law that said an eagle had to appear on every half dollar. Rather than replace the Liberty Bell with an eagle, they just added a tiny eagle to the right side of the bell. The Arts Commission that evaluated coin designs liked the Franklin side of the half, but they rejected the Liberty Bell side for two reasons. First, the eagle was too small. And they were afraid that the depiction of the crack in the Liberty Bell would make the coin subject to ridicule. But guess what? Even though the commission gave the coin the thumbs down, the Mint ignored their findings and went ahead with the original design. Would Ben Franklin have liked his half dollar? Probably not, for two reasons. First, he said that people shouldn't be depicted on coins. He preferred proverbs, so people could reflect and learn from their money. And second, he hated eagles. He said they were scavengers, like buzzards, and he much preferred the turkey as the national bird. Still, Ben Franklin was on our half dollar until 1964, when he was replaced by John Kennedy. Thanks for listening. For more metal detecting information and a look at my book, The Metal Detecting Manual, visit treasuremanual.com. And if you buy my book and would like me to sign it for you, just let me know. In the Treasure Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.